B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rad Party Podcast.
It is.
I can't believe you're making it, Roy. You went to bed at 2 a.m. and it is now 10:30 as we record this.
To be clear, I woke up at 4:30, so two and a half hours of sleep.
Didn't think you were going to make it, buddy.
What time did you throw everybody from your party out?
10:30, 11. Cleaned up. Couldn't go to sleep because I was all riled up.
The game did move pretty fast, by the way.
I thought so, too.
There's been other Super Bowls that didn't move so fast. This one moved pretty fast.
Yeah, there was, I mean, there was at one point, I looked at the TV and there was a score. I'm like, what? was there a field goal?
So you kicked everybody out 10:30, 11, cleaned up.
Cleaned up, showered, go to bed.
You showered?
Yeah.
Interesting. See, here's why I wouldn't shower. Lorraine, why wouldn't you shower right before bed?
I probably would.
Technically, it wakes you up.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
I don't know. It seems like I did a lot of things in one day that needed to be cleansed off of me.
Oh, okay.
Between cleaning and hosting and drinking, and then I went to the Hilton to do school, take a test.
Yeah, I'm usually, like, sweaty at that point.
You know.
Okay, so you did that, and then you just laid there and couldn't go to sleep?
Yeah, everybody else slept just like a freaking baby in my house, including my dog. I had to wake up my dog like four times because she kept snoring so loud. She snored like a grown-ass man. Mm.
Yeah, I had a get-together, not like a huge thing. It's like Dean, the people that Dean play with, the kids across the street, their parents came over, my friends Dave and Kristen. He brought barbecue to represent the Kansas City side of it. I said, because I lived in Northern California, I would bring the San Francisco side of it, which would be like fish. They do like a lot of fish or like vegan salads, things like that. You know, foo-foo crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do sushi.
That's fun.
Yeah. I thought sushi was great. So I got on to the Yama website and ordered sushi, like three rolls. Money went through. Said your order's going to be ready for pickup in 30 minutes. That was at like 3:30. So I left at like 4 o'clock, went all the way up to Waverly.
You're picking up the food way before time.
Well, everybody was coming over at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah, because don't forget, like, we have the kids, so, like, everybody went home at halftime. We didn't do a full game.
Oh, was I the only one that stayed up for the whole thing?
And when you, well, yeah.
Oh.
Probably.
Well,
when
you probably stayed up for the whole thing, but you just
I did stay up for the whole thing. Yeah, but I didn't have a party for the whole thing. So okay. I went to Yama, and I was like, okay, I'm here to get my sushi, and it said closed. And the sign said closed for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the worst time to close. Although, how many people are getting sushi for Super Bowl?
That's a good question. So I turned to Mr. Tokyo.
And they were open.
Closed.
Really?
Oh, so is this a Japanese
So
thing?
I turned to Jade Sushi in Ballantyne. Closed.
I mean, at what point do you give up, buddy?
Because apparently nobody eats sushi on Super Bowl Sunday. It's a very American hamburgers, hot dogs, wings.
Yeah.
Dip.
Pizza.
Kind of thing.
You should do a blog about this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would do a little investigative reporting. How many places, how many Chinese restaurants were closed?
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
I called three different people.
That's interesting. That's actually really fascinating. I just thought maybe it was that one. I didn't realize it was three different other ones. So you didn't have sushi last night?
No, I did not have sushi.
Oh, that was a bust.
I know. I didn't deliver on my part. We hosted the party. I said I would get the sushi. But it's not for a lack of trying.
Why wouldn't you go to Cowfish? Like, that's where my mind would
too
go.
Too far.
Oh.
Too far. Can't go that far.
I was going to say, because they have burgers, so you would think that they would be open, people catering, that kind of thing.
And Co. might have been open, but nobody's digging Co. after that low score that they got at Waverly.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I love Co., though.
I know. I do, too.
I like them when they first open, but I feel like the quality's just gone downhill.
Remember I saw you there?
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped over the couch and scared you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the place where that has like the Philly cheesesteak roll?
There's, I don't think so.
There's somebody that has like a steak sushi roll and it's really good.
Yeah, there's
good.
A couple people that have that. I don't know who.
Cowfish does, right?
Cowfish probably does.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so good.
Bergushi.
So I ordered a lot of things for the Super Bowl party. I ordered queso from one of my favorite taco places. I got a bag of popcorn chicken. I ordered pizza from Domino's, but I did the Domino's thing in advance because I didn't want to be like waiting with everyone else. I was ordering pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the day before and I said, hey, yeah, we'll like it delivered at 5:30. Now, keep in mind, there's not like a notification saying, hey, it's in the oven when you do that. Like, I don't get a phone call and they're like, hey, that pre-scheduled order, we're working on it.
No, it's on the app, though, it tells you.
Yeah, you should be able to check it on the app. But
I called
Domino's app was down last night because we did the same thing. I tried to order pizza for cash and it didn't go through. So we ended up going there to pick it up and they were like, we don't have anything for you. Their app kept crashing last night.
Because everybody's trying to get pizza.
Yep.
So...
like that Roy tried to work ahead of the curve and it ended up backfiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they actually showed up on time. They showed up at 5:30 on the dot. But, you know, when you're in the middle of cooking everything and getting everything, I forgot about it. I forgot that I even, like, ordered pizza.
So right.
This dude, like, is at our door. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We
Sterling, our first guest is here.
Kind of, honestly, we were like, who would come this early to our party? We were, like, appalled. That somebody came at 5:30, but it was Domino's. So I told Sterling, I was like, I have cash in my wallet, just give him that. And so I guess I only had like $40 in my pocket, but I didn't know how much the order was, and the total was like $36. So he didn't get that good of a tip.
I'm hitting the wall now too.
I know, but the Sterling said he could tell the driver was like a little annoyed.
I mean,
at my doorstep, that we didn't give him a great tip.
Yeah, nobody walks away happy with their tip.
But
that's
counts
kind of
that money, like in front of the people
well,
that gave it to you?
If it was $36.50 and then you hand them a $40, you can easily realize.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But I was
sorry,
cooking.
Dude. Sorry, ma'am, whoever, but.
I didn't realize. I forgot all about them.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates, the tip is included in your price. Do you tip them extra?
The tip is not included.
It says, do you want to? Yes, it does.
You can give them an extra tip through the app. Yeah.
It's the delivery fee.
No,
delivery fee is not the tip.
No, that's I don't tip anybody.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
Am I?
Yeah.
Amanda told me not to.
Oh, Amanda's wrong. The delivery fee does not go to the driver at all.
What is that?
It's like the delivery fee at Domino's.
Where does it go to, though?
The delivery fee goes to Postmates.
Well, they probably get a cut for, like, gas or whatever, like mileage.
Huh.
But that's not, like, their tip.
No, you get... No, they don't really get much of that money at all. In fact, some of them say... I was reading online, they say don't even add the tip on the app because Postmates will take a percentage of that, too.
Oh, just really?
They're like, just give us cash.
Well, that's why you never have cash.
That's why you're not supposed to tip on the debit card or credit card at a restaurant, too.
Because the owner takes a cut.
There's a percentage that comes out.
I think it's funny. You've ordered things on these food apps and you never tip. They probably hate your house.
You probably have the worst rating.
You
is there like a
do.
Thing where you can check your rating on those?
Let me look. Let me check my Uber Eats app.
That's really bad.
Well, I mean, I wasn't doing it intentionally. I just assumed that the fee was what the driver's getting.
No. That's not how that works.
I realize that.
Great job, jerk.
Now.
Dude, you're probably getting people spitting in your food.
You think?
Yeah.
No, because they don't know until you show up. They just probably assume that you're going to give them cash, and they're standing there for a minute
And by the way, it's not like I have the same driver over and over again. You never have the same, like, Uber Eats delivery person.
But if you have, if there's a rating on there, I'm sure maybe you won't get your food.
And I'm sure maybe there's, like, internal notes. You know what I'm getting annoyed that Postmates and DoorDash is doing now? It's the same thing that Uber does. Like, when you accept a thing before you're...
They're still dropping other people's stuff off.
I am waiting on my food. It's already cooked. It's in the guy's car, but he's dropping off another order. So my food's got to get cold because you're doing multiple orders at once. That's horseshit.
That's what happened to us when we got the wrong order. The guy took the wrong bag. He had two bags in his car and brought us.
That made me mad.
Yeah,
that makes me mad. Like, that's not... Like, I maybe can see your point in doing that with Uber. Maybe. But your drivers need to be more efficient at looking at the map. But as far as food, food needs to be fresh and delivered to your door.
Agreed.
I'm trying to find... first of all, now for some reason, I have to re-log on. They're supposed to send me a code, and now I'm not getting the code. So
it's the whole thing.
Yeah, they kicked me off the app.
Probably because you don't tip.
But you know, guys, I'm happy to be here with you all. It is our five-year... what did you say no boy for? Because it sounds like I'm quitting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're done. Mm.
Guys, my real estate business has just taken off. I had $2 million sales. No, it's our five-year anniversary.
It is.
Today's 5 years ago. We walked into this room together going, what the hell are we going to talk about?
Our first show.
Is Charlotte even going to like us?
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, for some odd reason, they do. but, you know, funny story. When I came in and I was auditioning to do the show, we... took photos of me doing bits. And at the time, I was working at another radio station called KNRD2 in Roanoke, Virginia. And I just assumed, because I called in sick, I just assumed nobody would really know.
At the old station.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's 2015. I didn't think my bosses would really be that all over social media. And so I do the bit. I'm here for, what, 3 days maybe? Mm-hmm. We do 3 days worth of shows. I go back, and my boss asked me to come to his office. And I thought he was going to invite me to go to lunch because I used to have a boss that actually liked me enough to take me out to lunch.
It's not like that here?
No, not at all. I can maybe count on one hand the times my boss has taken me to lunch.
Yep.
But I thought my boss...
It's just as well.
What?
It's just as well with our bosses to not go to lunch. It would be gloom and doom.
Yeah, I know. Oh, for sure. It's never fun. Like, my last boss, though, he was a big fan.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to come in, we're going to go do lunch, and he sits down and he has an iPad. He goes, I found the most hilarious photo I got to show you, and I'm all in. He got me glued. I'm like, yeah, what is it? He goes, it's this whole dating website. And right about that time when he said dating website, I was like, oh, well, we did a bit about that.
Yeah, we did.
When I was down the show, he goes, yeah, it's people for like weird fetishes. And he flips over the iPad, and it's a photo of me with a diaper that we've took, but it's like graphic. That's
yeah, like, you found a website as one of your first things that we did together.
It's like a diaper.
Pre-Loren even. Mm-hmm.
Pre-Loren, yeah.
And it was like weird dating sites.
Right, and we took a photo of me laying on the couch, and we put like a diaper on.
Yeah.
Wasn't your face like cut out of it?
But I have a pretty distinctive body. And he's like, look how funny this is. And I'm like, that is funny. He goes, you know who that looks just like? And I'm like, who? He goes, that looks just like you.
No.
I'm like, really?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, you know, funny thing is, it was posted on Kiss 95.1's Facebook. I'm like, so funny story. I am going to put in my 2 weeks.
I'm going to work with Manny so I can wear a diaper.
Yeah, so, but no, you know, I actually didn't end up putting my 2 weeks that day. I was like, you know, buddy, I'm not happy. I went to go audition for another show. Nothing's been in concrete yet, but I'm looking for other gigs. Mm-hmm. And it was an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And he said, let me go talk to my GM. Let's go. Our GM at the time, he's like, let me go talk to him, see if we can do something.
But I think you were like, you and I already clicked to the point where like you were good to, you were pretty much coming here.
It was
right?
Just, yeah, we just had to do the business side.
Yeah.
You know
Unless
what I mean?
Somebody offered him.
That's what happened to me in Memphis. Memphis, I had this real weird thing happen when I came here with the first show. Drex and Cassidy, and then they left, and you two came on board, thank God. But when I left for Memphis, I told my GM, I was at the end of my contract, and I said, I have a couple months left, and I'm talking to Charlotte, and I really think it's where I want to raise my kids. So it's more than just a job. Like, I want to move to another city. And he goes, I don't blame you. I would never stop you. Well, I come here and I get offered the job. I go back. I put in my notice and like they're going to bring attorneys in now to stop me.
Oh.
But it's also just like a company, just like our company with the Beasleys. That's an independently owned radio station. Right. And the guy who owned it, Dr. Flynn, really, really liked me.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Flynn was like, hey, Manny, I understand you're leaving. We're not going to stop you. You know, this is just some, you know, technical stuff that we need to work out with the contracts, which they never cared about. And he goes, is there anything I can offer you, like money-wise or whatever? And I said, Doc, really, no. I just want to get to Charlotte, you know?
Well, I kind of had a similar thing. So my PD, you could tell, was upset because I was one of those – I was like a night jock, and I was jocking on another radio station, and I was the imaging director for two radios. I did like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so me leaving was a pretty big – a big hole in their operation. So he was like – all right, I'm going to see if we can get you an offer. We'll try to match. We'll try to do this, blah, 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 blah. I want you to hear. You're such a valuable asset.
Was it about money, though? It wasn't about money.
There was an incident. There was an incident to where I wanted an afternoon show, and they didn't give it to me, and I was more than enough qualified, and that pissed me off. And I was like, I can't keep doing nights forever. Like, I just can't. Like, this is horseshit.
Yeah.
So he's like, let me talk to our GM. And my boss knew that. Maybe we can move your day part. Maybe we'll get you something good. He went to my GM, and my GM's like, there's nothing we could ever offer him that's going to be better than Charlotte. So I then had a meeting with my GM, and he's like, I just want to be the first one to tell you congratulations.
That's nice.
Yeah. He's like, this is such a good opportunity for you.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a sexual harassment thing in my radio station. So he was like, I want to make sure you're not leaving because of sexual harassment stuff.
I want to make sure that we don't get a lawsuit in 3 weeks.
Meanwhile, I wanted to be like, yeah, that's like a solid 40% of everything on top of that. Mm-hmm. But no, but I told him no, you know, because I don't want to cause a stink on the way out. But yeah, he sat me down and he was like, yeah, go. And then I came down here and we started our little thing.
Yep.
And we fell in love.
I could have sworn I had your picture, dude.
My one with the underwear?
Yeah, with the diaper.
I think it's on your Twitter. I think it's on Roy's, maybe Twitter? The station's Twitter. I don't know.
This is the station's Facebook page. Look at me and going back 2013, me
shirtless?
And Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Doing the pose. See, I used to sit by you, buddy.
Yeah. When we first got together, when Manny pulled up in an avalanche to pick me up to take me to the radio station, I didn't know anything about Charlotte at the time. And the bosses told Manny, hey, show him like some good places to eat dinner because he's not from around here. Manny drops me off. Do you know where you drop me off?
Mm-mm.
You drop me off in the shadiest part of Woodlawn. And you're like right there. Like,
I dropped you off?
Yeah. Well, I followed you in my car. I thought we were going to go get like food together. And you take me over here to this section like Woodlawn and South Boulevard, and you're like, there's a bunch of restaurants over here. Go eat over here.
I did?
Yeah. And I'm like, all right. And you drive off.
But that's kind of where you were staying.
Yeah, I was staying in a hotel.
But that's not even, there's not good restaurants
I
in that
know.
Area. There never was.
Yes, that
but
was
I
my
wouldn't
whole
have
point.
Done that to
Dude,
you.
I'm telling you. That's exact. They're like, take, show him where he can get some good food tonight. You took me to South Boulevard in Woodlawn, which is awful restaurant.
There was a guy named Jeff Dollar who did mornings with Bert in Atlanta for a long time. Then he went and did his own thing. And now I think he's doing a podcast. He's out of radio, but he wanted the job in Tucson that I was going for. And so he took my co-host. He got there first. And so the PD was like, hey, see if you want to work with these guys, take them around and show them, you know, mm-hmm. He took us to the worst parts of Tucson. And so I ran into him a couple years ago and I was like, Dollar, do you remember doing that? He swears he didn't, but I'm telling you,
it's
kind
of what you did. So that happened.
Yeah, but I wanted you.
But the next day, Walter, mm-hmm. our big boss, he took all of us out to lunch. I don't know if you remember, guys. Remember
I do.
That?
We went to Hickory Tavern. Oh, with Yankee Pete.
And we drove around in an SUV, and he's pretty much showed me all of Charlotte and was like, hey, you should live here. Meanwhile, I'm looking at all this. He drove me to Uptown, and I'm like, where was this treatment last night?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember that. I wish I could speak on it better.
I was like, this is the part of Charlotte I wanted to see, not South Boulevard and Woodlawn saying good luck.
Oh, boy.
That was funny, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, I'm still looking for this picture.
I probably made you guys take it down because my boss has figured out what was going on.
Yeah.
And they
you need to check Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's on Twitter.
And at the time, I had a really bad haircut. Not many people have that bad of a haircut. So my boss was able to use. But we have a lot. I mean, we've been together for a long time, y'all.
Oh, man. No doubt.
Five years seems like yesterday, but in show history, that's a good bit of time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, growth, man. That's what we're looking to do. We're looking to grow. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, wow. Look at them shirtless men. Another fun story about Loren, since I'm sharing all of our old stories.
Yeah, go for it.
When I met Loren for the first time in our audition, we were going to plan to go meet at like a brewery or I think it was Unknown at the time. And she said a comment about her husband.
I know what you're going to say now.
Because we were all kind of describing each other's families. Again, we were strangers. We didn't know each other. And Loren said something that her husband was older. And it kind of seemed like, yeah, my husband, he's older. Like, it was like a warning. And so I went back to my hotel room, and I'm like, she must be dating like an elderly man. Why would she say that? Like any other person wouldn't bring attention to it.
It's so funny because I don't remember that happening. And I didn't even know that like this impacted you so much until just recently.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about her 5 years. But like I even went home and I called my mom and she's asking about you guys. And I'm like, yeah, you know, but Loren,
I think Loren's a gold digger.
I was like, she warned me that her husband's older. She's like, how? And my mom's like, how old are? I'm like, I don't know. But like, it's got to be more than 20 years to warn someone, right? Like, that's got to be a very visible age difference.
Look,
to
there
warn.
They are.
Yeah, there they are. Pictures. 2015.
And then my older husband.
Yeah, then we go, then we meet at the brewery, and this guy walks in who's not in a walker, and I'm like, oh, he's just, well, it's not that big of a deal.
It's just his hair is old.
Yeah, but, yeah, you said that, and go, oh, yeah, my husband Dallas, he's older. I'm like, older?
He had, this is his 40th birthday party in 2015. Yeah. You at
at Enzo.
Enzo at the Epicenter here in Charlotte.
Dude, I am wasted. Look at the photo of me.
That's a good party.
I am lit.
What are you doing? Drink up, everybody. Roy's got that face. We got to post. Lorraine, can I put you in charge of going through all these old pictures and just for like the next like 2 weeks, just post some old stuff?
I suppose.
They're all on our Facebook page. And there's so many good ones.
Well, 2015, you're already getting naked
look,
in the studio.
You're smelling a shoe.
Yeah.
A blindfolded Loren thought she was smelling barbecue lottery tickets, but they got a surprise instead. We tricked her. There was barbecue lottery tickets. Do you remember that bit?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the barbecue lottery tickets, but
and
I
then,
remember
so
you
we said,
the shoe.
Loren, we're going to let you sniff it. Then we blindfolded you for some reason. You fell for it, and then
know,
you're sniffing
like,
my shoe.
How did I not know something was up at that point?
Oh, look, God. There's a cardboard cutout already behind us. How did we get a cardboard cutout that early? Oh, that's probably the old show.
Where?
Go back to that photo.
Here?
Yeah, look at the cardboard cutout of us in the background.
Here.
No, that was for us. We
that's
did
the
something.
Drexen.
No, that's for us. No, that's not Drexomania. That was, we had an old cardboard cutout.
Jeez, back in 2015?
We were like at Plato's Closet or something.
I think I do remember something like that.
Here we are at, I mean, listen, this is not good for the podcast, but we're just going through memory lane, y'all. This diner's not even there anymore.
God, I look so young. I have not.
The diner over by the amphitheater, right?
Yeah. You look at Loren, big glow on her face, no kids.
Yeah, living it up, drinking every night.
I was probably hammered, that's why.
Doing the, well, I don't know, when we first.
Oh, Roy drank out of your shoe.
Yeah, that's 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah, September 11, 2015, we were kicking off fall.
Jeez, I wore a button-up with everything. What's up with the button-up, Roy?
And we did water.
Yeah.
For the people in Columbia that were flooded. We did so much, man. You're
right. We worked our asses off. But, you know, we were new to Charlotte. We were trying to introduce ourselves. And I remember I'd walk around Charlotte like a freaking mayor. Hey, I'm Roy. I'm the new show.
Yeah.
It's 95.1.
There he is. There's Bo.
Yeah.
Josh from Lancaster. Love him. And then this picture ended up in the newspaper.
Yeah.
That was like our first press photo together.
I wish people could see what we're looking at.
Roy does school. Well, Loren's going to put everything up in the next 2 weeks at the MRL show on Insta. Roy does school announcements every Monday at 6:38. What's the announcement you want?
Get this, y'all. We used to do this stupid bit called Prince of Power Roy, where the concept of it was cool. If your school has a cool announcement, let me know and I'll announce it. And then I would typically find some way to play with it and make it funny. Well, we did it, and then, like, nobody would send me freaking announcements. So then Monday morning, it turned into a mad dash at, like, 5 a.m., me researching, you know, all these schools to find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then I would
memories.
Do a motivational quote of the day.
Yep, that's right. We did, and we played the jingle.
Yeah.
It was
Mario thing?
Mario Brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I hope for another 15 years with you. Another, 15 years, 20
hey,
years.
I hope so, too. I know that we have great ratings here in Charlotte, and I hope to be here for a long time as well with you guys.
I mean, at bare minimum, we can get canned and just do a podcast from a Loren's house.
Yeah. That doesn't pay, though.
Well, we'll go work at Lowe's.
Yeah.
And then we'll still be able to do a show.
You know, Lowe's still can't find my vanity.
I told you to get in touch with the CEO.
way above his pay grade.
I know.
hey, can you call store 1507?
Yeah. Hey, man, I know you don't typically, like, do the groundwork, but...
All right. Thanks. That's a 25-minute Rap Party podcast.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. Happy anniversary to the MRL show. Effective today was our first day working. We'll have so many fun things planned for the next, including a party. We're trying to do an anniversary party.
5 years ago, so simple. I wasn't being audited and hounded by the government.
You were closeted.
I was definitely not out gay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And look at you now. All
I was
grown
secretly
up.
On the Grindr app looking for men.
Happy to work here. Now you're miserable.
Yeah.
All right. Loren, 2 kids later.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. Thanks. Oh, by the way, we're doing our Rap Party live if you're in Charlotte at Queen Park Social for lunch this Friday.
This Friday, noon. Be there by noon, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.